This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Goodman Pool may be closed for the rest of the season. Staff say they found glass on the pool on Tuesday, and since then they've had to drain the water. The pool will remain closed at least through the weekend, but next week was supposed to be its last few days open. City officials say it's unfortunate and they're frustrated, just like they imagine residents are in the last week or two of summer. The pool season ends on Friday, August 25th. And local food pantries are still setting records because more and more people need help. The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The number of people and families using the pantry has doubled in the last year, according to a report from WMTV. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living in every category, it's just not enough. Expect added patrols from law enforcement today. Wisconsin State Troopers are monitoring traffic laws from the air. They're focusing on the Beltline. When a team in the air spots someone breaking the law, excessively speeding, that sort of thing, they radio down to troopers on the ground who can pull them over. Meanwhile, in Janesville, police are starting their extra drunk driving patrols today. It's the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and it runs through Labor Day weekend. And a bizarre extortion plot set against the backdrop of Culver's. Authorities say there was big drama at a Muskego location. One employee was having an affair with another. But then when two other staffers found out about it, according to the criminal complaint, they started extorting their coworker having the affair, threatening to post flyers all over town. That coworker allegedly paid their blackmailers over $5,000. Having an affair, not illegal, but blackmail is. Now, the two employees accused of extortion are facing criminal charges. The Dane County Board is recognizing August as Transgender History Month. The city and county of San Francisco were the first to mark the month in 2021. Since then, not too many municipalities have followed. County board supervisors say it was important to join that small number to further honor the trans legacy here. There was a meeting last night in Wanakee to honor Trans History Month. In 2023, Dane County was designated a sanctuary for the trans community. And a Hollywood icon born and raised in Wisconsin has died. Jenna Rollins was known as one of the best actors of the craft. She was born in Cambria in Columbia County. Growing up, she lost herself in books and make-believe, and her mom encouraged her to become an actor. She gained fame acting in films directed by her husband, John Cassavetes. But younger generations may know her from playing older Allie in The Notebook. Her son said she'd been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Jenna Rollins was 94. Africa Fest is tomorrow. Thousands of people will come to McPike Park to celebrate. There will be tons of food, vendors, and activities, plus a 5K and a relay meant to show the hardship of carrying water in rural Africa. They'll have a fashion show and an African village tent where the theme changes every year. Part of the spectacle is the display of all 54 flags of the nations on the African continent. Last year, 3,000 people attended. It's hosted by the African Association of Madison, and next year will be the 25th anniversary of the event. Meanwhile, the growing Aiken Park Festival is this weekend. The fun starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow and music starts at noon. It's the Aiken Park Neighborhood Association's big block party. This is its eighth year. And the Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Next to Normal opens tonight in Madison. It's at UW-Madison's Memorial Union all this weekend and the next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The show focuses on grief and mental health. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Rhys Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. So, you feed off each other when you're doing that. And I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have. And we got a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, be in different positions, move all across the field. So I think it's great. I mean, we'll mix those guys up. You know, if one guy gets tired, another guy gets going. So we just have, you know, fresh guys out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day 1, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day 1 more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.